This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us. We've got a request of our class today. You know, we've got some black mold on the north side of our roof on our farmhouse. Just on the north side, where the sun doesn't shine. I bought some 1x12 8-foot long boards, and our son and I were loading them onto our trailer, you know, picking through the pile of boards and out of the bundle, the palletized bundle at the lumber yard. And there was this white mold between the boards. And I noticed that the boards were really, really brittle, some of them with this white mold on them. So here you have freshly cut boards. Sandwiched between the boards was this white mold. Looked like fungus. Looked like smashed mushrooms. But, let's say 8 inches by, I don't know, 12 inches wide areas on between the boards. And I noticed that the boards, a number of them were cracked and more brittle than usual. And we have some white mold here at the farm and in some of the barns where the sun doesn't shine inside the barns. Here's the question. The boards are brittle when you buy wood now. I asked the guy at the lumber yard who handles lumber every day, all day, experienced guy. So is the quality of lumber getting better or worse or what? Or is it staying the same? He said worse. Every time I ask, and for the last 10 years, worse, 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 worse. No one ever says, oh, you know, much better. Listen, the wood is stronger. No, they always say it's worse. And as long as I've been asking for 10 years or more, it's always worse. And looking around the farm here, just looking at the trees, I see more fallen trees than ever before. Not only more fallen trees than ever before, more fallen limbs than ever before. Not only that, but more dead standing trees than ever before. So your homework class is, as you travel, as you look out the window and you look at the woods, just notice. Notice on the ground the number of dead fallen trees. Look at the number of dead vertical trees. You won't believe it. You won't believe it. Here's the question. Do you have mold in your neck of the woods? You have green mold, algae blooms like never before, black mold on the roof, black mold on your siding that doesn't face the sun. Do you see this fungus that I'm describing on stacks of wood? Do you find that lumber is weaker? We bought a 2x12 20 feet long. And I used it to support, as a support. Nailed it up with a nail gun, boom, 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 boom. And then it splits. Long ways. That's before the load was put on it. Is there a good solution for the mold? Do you have one? Do you have a solution for stopping this mold on dirt floors? In barns? Do you have a solution for the roofs? I'd love to know. Our whole class would love to know. Are you experiencing this? Let us know. Vincent at USAPrepares.com. V-I-N-C-E-N-T at USAPrepares.com. And in the subject line, please use the word mold and the word important. Thanks so much. John Reagan?
I think everybody knows that in 2008 we had a housing crash, and in places it's gotten better. Here in Dallas, it's because we have so many companies coming in, escaping from places like California. And unfortunately, they're kind of mucking with the culture a little bit. That California culture just isn't the same as Texas culture. And then we've also had high-end real estate, both in the United States and Canada, being bought at above-market rates by Chinese investors trying to get, some of their wealth to safety offshore from China. But for the rest of the United States, it's not been particularly good. And now, since interest rates have gone up since Trump was elected, we've seen a rise of about half a percentage point, and this is already playing havoc. Mortgage refinancings are set to drop by almost half in 2017, and then it makes the cost of housing more expensive too. And they've got a chart close to the bottom that shows the annual income required to buy the average priced house using the popular loan types and going rates of each era. And starting in the late 80s, that hovered around 48,000. And then looks like it's about 2003 that dropped for a couple of years and then rose. And now with 2015, that's reached a new high of $64,800. Again, that's to buy the average home. That's the income you need in order to finance it. And that $64,800 is considerably above what average income is. And when you put that together, it means it's not good news for the housing market.
John, I'm looking at this chart, and it looks like around 2007. You needed 33,600. 2007. Am I reading that right? Let's see. Yeah, 2007. And then 2016, we're looking at 64,800. That's darn close to double, John.
Yes, it is.
And this is within the Barry reign, right?
He's done a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Class, maybe this just crept up on us, And John, when you talked about refinancing, the reason that people refinance, there are a couple of reasons, right? One is they need money, and maybe they can take some equity out of their house. Another reason is they're looking for lower payments. Maybe they can get a better interest rate and just recast that note, right? Well, who in their right mind would be refinancing at a higher rate of interest? Who would do that? Unless a person were in a desperate, desperate situation. I can't think of a single reason. Can you?
No, I can't.
Wow.
And if that's not enough to get you the next one, Will, the wealth update. 0.7%, less than 1% of adults control almost half the wealth, 45.6%. That's $116 trillion and change. And while that disparity is not good, I want to use this article to point out something else. In the second paragraph, it talks about there's $255 trillion worldwide in household wealth. Well, let's say that we could sell 100% of the world's wealth at face value and get that $255 trillion. What would that do for the condition that we're in the United States? Well, Professor Kotlikoff says we need $206 trillion right now, and that would have to be invested at 5.7% interest just to fund Social Security and Medicare. And he's using the alternate fiscal scenario from the Congressional Budget Office, and that scenario does not include the millions of job losses coming because of robotics and artificial intelligences. And when those hit and those jobs go away, that means there's a lot less money coming into Social Security and Medicare. That's going to make those programs considerably worse. In addition to that $206 trillion, we've got $66 trillion in debt. And this doesn't count things like the the pension problems that we're seeing. And we're still not really including Obamacare in the mix. So if you say $206 trillion for the Social Security and Medicare mess, $66 trillion for the total debt of the United States, public and private, that is over $270 trillion, according to my calculations. So even if you could sell all of the world's assets, or I should say confiscate all of the world's assets and sell them at face value, and the question is, whom would you sell them to? Because, you know, we don't have any intergalactic neighbors out there that we trade with. So there's nobody on Earth that could buy that to get the cash. And then even if you get the cash, where would you invest it? But even if you did get it all, it's still not enough to take care of the hole that has been dug for the United States of America. Vincent.
Wouldn't you say, John, that that is the sum of all individual greed that has done this?
Greed has just been an enabler. It's been an agenda for the destruction of the United States and the enslavement and death of most of the people.
But I'm also talking about the individual greed of the villagers who are dumb enough to buy into things like the Christmas gift extravagances. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Or EZE33.org. John, we were talking about wealth. And based on what you said, they have created a problem so big that there is absolutely positively no fixing this financially. Correct? No way.
No matter how you slice and dice it, it's a pile of poop.
Mm-hmm. And we will experience a financial collapse no matter what. Yes?
100% guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Have you been reading about in South America that the currency is devalued so much instead of counting it, they weigh it? It's like, okay.
Yeah, their wallets aren't big enough.
Literally, their wallets are not big enough to carry the currency that used to be able to sustain life. Now it's bundles, and the bundles are weighed. We're talking about like the Weimar Republic. That's what we're talking about. Right now it's just bundles. Pretty soon, it's going to be wheelbarrows, right? It's happened before. It's happening right now.
And that'll be another nudge to digital currency.
Yeah, well, hey, we can save you lugging that wheelbarrow around. Yeah, we just use digital currency. I'm very concerned about digital currency. I really am. just like I'm concerned about emails, texts, tweets, phone calls, the tracking aspect of it. I don't even want to buy oil for the farm and let the government know that I bought the oil. I don't even want to do that. Why should I? What business is it of the government's whether I buy oil for my tractors or not? What could I possibly do with that oil that would be a problem? I don't know, John. What's next?
Well, I just might want to make a comment. You talked about greed being an issue.
Yeah.
And years ago, I noticed something that I kind of call the four horsemen of the human condition. And this is actually years before we even moved to the Ozarks. That's how long ago I observed this. And I call it Gaia, G-A-I-A, which just so happens to be the name of the Mother Earth goddess that the UN is so fond of. But this stands for four different things: greed, arrogance, ignorance, and apathy. And if that doesn't sum up what we're experiencing, I don't know what does. That combination of greed, the people thinking that they know everything and they're better than everybody else, the absolute utter ignorance, they don't even know what they don't know, and then they don't even care about it. And that's the me generation that we're experiencing today.
You know, as you said that, I was thinking Black Thursday and Black Friday points that all out. You just look at what happens. How important is that television, that third or fourth television, that big screen, so you can see little messages on the big screen? How important is that they people fight over them? The idiocy of camping out at Walmart? Seriously? Camping out in front of stores so that you can be in line to get what? That indicates a couple things. One, prices are too high. Incomes are too low. And people are greedy. Maybe there even some people are desperate to have some luxuries that they believe they need. John, I suggest for Christmas that we boycott the marketing trends and not buy things that we don't need for people we don't like. And as you would say, with money we don't have. Going to bottom of the hour break, John and I'll be right back.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, you know, we're talking about Black Friday and before that, Black Thursday. I just want to share something that I've noticed. I've looked at some things on eBay. I've searched them. I thought, you know, nah, I'll pass, and I'll, so I look at something else, and then I get a an email from eBay telling me that, hey, if I want to buy that thing that I looked at before, I can now buy it a couple days later for a limited time only for less. Yep. So that may be the new strategy, class. The strategy may be look at it if you're going to buy it on eBay. Wait a day or two and check your email and see if, if you have an account with eBay, that they send you that email telling you that, wow, you can save a lot of money. You can just get it for, 5-10% less just by waiting. And sometimes they throw in free shipping. So I was looking at a bumper for a Dodge truck, and it was $300, and I passed. And then it came down to, $279 plus free shipping. And the shipping on a front bumper plus all these plastic parts has got to be $50 or $60. Has to be. So it's almost $100 off on a $300 purchase. That's pretty significant. Just wanted to share that with you, John.
Well, since we made the side trip about going to digital currency, I just want to point out one of the articles I have down in the bigger picture section. The beta test in India. Mm-hmm. India is working on reducing cash on the way to a cashless society. And you might think, well, India is just one country. But it's a country with about 1 1/3 billion people. That's about four times the size of the population of the United States. And when you look at world population, about 7.4 billion people. The United States is number three in population. China's number one, India's number two. And when you put those two together, you're talking about more than 1/3 of the world's population in those two countries, and closer to 8.5 times the population of the United States. So what happens in those two countries affects everything, and while I'm down there in the bigger picture section, I've got a link called donations, in quotes, down. Since Hillary lost the election, it's probably just a coincidence, but these countries have cut their donations to the Clinton Foundation, some cases all the way to zero, many cases 90%. So I probably doesn't have anything to do about her not being able to grant favors anymore, but I thought it was a item of interest.
Now, I'm just trying to figure out what else it could be, John. I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss if donations are down, some to zero, and it has nothing to do with selling the United States. What else could it be? We need to think about that long and hard, right? I don't think there's anything that I can think of. I'd be wasting my time thinking about what else it could be.
Well, are you ready for some spy tech?
Yeah. The topic I love to hate. Yep. I'm ready.
Well, Google has discovered that their artificial intelligent translation tool has invented its own secret language. And if that isn't scary, you combine that with, I think it was what we talked about last week, where they've taught the artificial intelligences to encrypt their communications. So now they can create their own languages and encrypt those communications. At what point do they decide, these humans are more trouble than they're worth?
Well, think about that. You've been saying this for quite a while now, that this was coming, and this was a concern. And so when these machines get to be so smart that they talk to everything, talk to each other through the Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence talks to artificial intelligence across the grid, and they say, you know what? Those LG washing machines, refrigerators. Quick calculation, I think they're using too much electricity. So, let's shut them off. Remotely. As a matter of fact, there are a couple cities. Can't figure out what those guys are doing over there. Doesn't look like it's too productive. Let's shut them off too. Let's take offline whole sections of the country, since actually we only need our data centers, right? And we only need the cameras and some of the devices to see what the enemy's doing. The enemy would be the humans. Wouldn't that be interesting if that happens? Is that too far-fetched, John?
Oh, and let me add on. There's a link called Read My Lips, where Google DeepMind, they had a contest between the Google artificial intelligence and human experts in lip reading, and Google won. Remember 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Yeah, I'm sure Google's really proud of what they've done. And I believe that Google could not have done what they did without the help, support, and funding from the stolen funds from we the villagers provided through the governments, especially the illegitimate corporation, illegitimate government, which is a corporation, corporate U.S., USA. Wow. Really good point, John.
It's a wholly different world that we live in today. Things that were science fiction are now staring us in the face.
I keep thinking about that washing machine, that brand new front load washing machine, that all I wanted to do was test the drain system to make sure there were no leaks. And just wanted to fill it up and dump the water out. It took a couple minutes for us to figure out how to do that, because it didn't have any dials. It just had a series of buttons after buttons after buttons. And we're buying this stuff. We're paying for it. We're saying this is really cool. And I remember saying to the man who owned that washing machine, that my mom used to have one front load like that back in the 1950s. It leaked all over the floor, and we just kept calling the service guy out. And, you know, I was very tiny back then, but I remember it leaking all over the basement floor. Why was it in the basement? Because it leaked all over the floor. Front load. They improved that to the point where they built washing machines that are top load, and they rarely leak on the floor. So now we're going backwards. And then we're adding more complication with these computer controls. I said to the owner of the house, dear friend, I said, you know, with all these neat gadgets that you have, I strongly suggest that you get a whole house surge protector. Because everywhere you look, there are more computers being plugged in. Washers, dryers, dishwashers. The one thing that I noticed that did not have a computer control was a garbage disposal. It could not think for itself. You had to tell it when to power up and power down. Other than that, a lot of the devices, heating system, cooling system, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Back to you.
Another theme we see in science fiction is spaceships and systems that are grown rather than manufactured. And this is an article along those lines. It's called Mini Slaves. They're talking about using bacteria that would take silicon to make materials for TV and computer screens. And they do this by tweaking the DNA.
Years ago, I was in California and I saw silicon, and it was almost like a large salami, And that was the piece of silicon, and it was sliced and sliced and sliced very thin to make these electronic devices. It's very valuable. And the slicing technique is very expensive. So I just can't imagine what that hunk of salami-sized silicon would ultimately end up being sold for as these micro specs of electronic devices. You know, the chips, if you will, chips of silicon. And when you look at these chips, class, and you're looking at the package, you're looking at the integrated circuit, and you go, wow, you know, it's pretty small. That's nothing. Inside there, the size of a head of a pin is actually the chip of silicon. So they're very, very tiny. So if you had something the size of a full salami, and you sliced it down to these little microscopic specks the size of a head of a pin, you get a lot of them. What's next?
The nuke train.
Oh, man.
Back when I was in the Air Force, it was during the Cold War, mm-hmm. and Russia had these mobile nukes that, you know, were on the rail lines, and they're apparently have tested a new version of it. The train can travel up to 1,500 miles a day. It looks like an ordinary train, so it blends in, and they expect this system to come online between 2018 and 2020.
And it's got a range of, it can carry four 250 kiloton warheads each, and they have a range of 6,800 miles. Pretty frightening knowing that thing's riding around.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
FinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, EZE33.org. That's how you can get to John Reagan's website. John?
Well, we've got two more items left for discussion. We might even finish today.
First.
The next one I've called the No Privacy Left score. And it turns out that you don't have a credit history. You don't have the, a FICO score that, decisions can be made about your life and what they're going to allow you to do. Well, no problem. They can look at your phone data. And while you still have to give permission for this right now, once you give permission, they'll look at everything from the number of calls, where you go, anything that your phone can tell you, them about you, would basically be up for slicing and dicing and being used against you.
John, you and I have discussed many times on this broadcast class that be careful what you say, text, email, and so forth on your phones. Here we are. Here we are with now we might consider, not, well, they, whoever might do this, they might consider allowing this information, our discussions, to be used to determine our credit worthiness. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that young girl that I've mentioned every once in a while, who that 13-year-old girl who has a disagreement with her thought-to-be boyfriend in elementary school, and she says, I hate him, I want to kill him because he likes this other girl instead. Imagine that being used, that kind of a text being used to determine your credit worthiness. And the credit company says, are you kidding? I need to, are going to be in prison for life for murder? And here it's just some naive girl saying that she hates her boyfriend of a few minutes ago because he was looking and talking to another girl. So she hates him and texts that she wants to kill him. How many people use those kind of words without thinking? I can't believe this, John. This is nuts. Why would anyone want to turn over their cell phone information to another company? I wouldn't even want the cell phone company to have my data. What are your thoughts on this, John?
Well, it's insane the way the world's going. And just to add on what we've talked about, how they will be able to read your thoughts. So you think the phone's bad? Wait until they go for your brain.
Yeah.
And the last one for our number two, listen to speakers. And this really, in some ways, isn't anything new. The way speakers are made, you can reverse the polarity on them and basically turn them into a crude microphone. And now researchers have developed software that can turn headphones into a microphone. And you can listen in from across the room. Isn't that great?
John, what you're saying is that the physical properties of a speaker or a headphone is a diaphragm that moves with vibrations, like the sound of our voice. It's connected to a coil of wire, which is surrounding a magnet that creates electrical energy. And that energy, a microphone works that way, speakers work that way, earbuds work that way, earphones work that way. So by reversing the polarity in software, or reversing the switch in software from speaker to headphone, I'm sorry, speaker to microphone, headphone to microphone, you can use a headphone or speaker as a microphone to pick up the sounds in the room. That's what you were saying.
That's what I was saying.
Quite frightening. John, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.